Welcome, man. Today I'm going to talk about decluttering. And the reason I'm going to talk about it is because it's that time. It is a time when we do spring cleaning, summer cleaning, winter cleaning, whatever type of cleaning you're doing, decluttering is a process of it. And because of the fact that we just want to get rid of stuff, we just want to make it so our environment's more clean. We just want to make sure that we're not overwhelmed when you look at the pile of laundry that's piling up in the corner and we don't feel like doing it because it's a big job. And so these tips are going to help you with that as they have helped me. And I know when you have ADHD, it's a little harder to get organized and really focus on one thing and really break things down and get to the process to where you can actually declutter rather than just saying, I don't want to do that right now because it's boring, or I don't want to do that right now because it's gotten to be such a big task that it's kind of overwhelming. And so I'm going to give you these tips. Before I do that, go ahead and click the subscribe button. It doesn't matter whether you are on YouTube watching or listening on a podcast app. If you're on YouTube, press the like button and also the notification bell and leave a comment. All right, thanks for watching and let's get into it. Okay, if you are not the type of person that loves to clean, now there are people out there who love to clean, like cleaning is their jam, right? Not sure if people say that anymore. But the point is this that if you're not that person, then what you're going to do is basically start small. And the way you do that is you're going to start with cleaning for 5 minutes or 10 minutes per day. Whichever it is, you're going to start small. And because if you don't like to clean, if this is not something you are like enthusiastic about, but you know you have to do it, then break it down into segments. Say, hey, you know, I'm going to go and clean for 10 minutes. And you can use this for starting to clean your house or apartment or whatever, or starting to clean a room. Now, I would start with cleaning a room, and you take 10 minutes and you start putting away stuff or whatever it is that you're doing for 10 minutes. And then you might say, okay, I'm done with my 10 minutes for the day. Or you might just take a break and come back and do another 10 minutes, right? Whatever you need to do to kind of get you in the mood to start cleaning, right? Because if you're like, hey, I don't want to clean all day, you never got this to do, that to do, whatever to do, and whatever. And this is not just like a thing that I like to do. I mean, it's a priority, but I'd rather do something else. And especially if ADHD, you look at that and you're like, well, I don't want to clean the house. You know, that's an hour, 2 hours I got to do clean the house. I know I'm going to want to do something else in the next, 30 minutes. So I really don't want to spend all day cleaning. And what you do at that point is say, well, I'm just not going to do it because that looks like a big task. Now, if you start with 5 or 10 minutes, say, hey, I'm going to clean for 5 or 10 minutes and then see where I am. And you can do that. You might go past that time. You might just not notice. And you're like, hey, I'm in the process of cleaning. I know that I can go another 5 minutes. But if you are not that enthusiastic person, you're like, okay, I'm just going to start with 5 minutes or 10 minutes and I'll work on this one section of the room. Or I work on this one section of the closet, whatever it is, right? Then you start just doing it by 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then maybe you take a break and come back and do another 5 or 10 minutes and decide, hey, you know, I'm going to do this much. I'm going to do 3 sets of 10, which sounds like you're lifting weights, right? That's where I would use 3 sets of 10. But in this case, you're doing 3 sets of 10 minutes, right? And so do 3 sets of 10 minutes. You go in, clean for 10 minutes, take a break, come back, clean for another 10 minutes, take a break, come back, clean for another 10 minutes, take a break, and then you're done, right? But you've broken it down to where you're not doing the whole process all at once. You're doing it in these little sections. So I think it's a good tip if you want to start cleaning and you are not that enthusiastic person of, hey, I want to clean my house. This is really important to me. I know that has to be done. But you are not looking forward to the process, then start small with 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, moving on to the next point. The next point is now that you've got the time kind of figured out, here's another way to help with decluttering. The second thing I would say is try to give one item away per day. One item away per day that you don't need, you know, where you might have, let's say you have 10 different pots and pans, right? But you never use like 5 of them. You only use the 5, but you're just like, I've had these for so long, I don't want to give it away, and all this kind of stuff, right? but you only use the five. Okay, well, give one of the other ones away, whether you donate it, could donate it to one of these places or give it to a friend or, throw it away if you really have to do that. But just get rid of one item per day. If you get rid of one item per day, you're going to get rid of 365 items in a year. And I'm not saying stuff that you need. I'm saying give something, one item away per day, donate it, whatever you have to do. Something that you don't need that you're just kind of holding on to. That chair that you have that has a broken leg and you intend to fix it, but you have not fixed it. As a matter of fact, you haven't fixed it for so long that you've actually bought another chair to replace it, but that one chair is still sitting in the living room couch, whatever. Throw that chair out. Get rid of it. Give it to somebody else who wants to fix it. Donate it to someplace. And just get rid of it. And that's your one item for that day. And then try to find other items that you don't really need, that are not really important to you. And you may just be the person that is a blessing to somebody else, right? You may say, hey, I'd never wear this. It's still in pretty good condition. I'll see if so and so wants it. And then they can use it. They might be the one that can use it as to where it's just in your house or apartment. You're just like, I'm never going to use this or wear this or whatever. And it just kind of sits there and takes up space. And that's how clutter builds, right? You are trying to figure out how to make more space so that you can have a cleaner, more nice looking living area, environment, whatever, right? Now, the next thing I'm going to say is going to sound a little strange, but I promise you it's worth it. Do the 12 by 12 by 12 challenge. And what is it? First, you pick 12 things to throw out. Second, you pick 12 things to donate. And third, you pick up 12 items off the floor or around your house and find a proper place for them. If they don't have a proper place, make one. And how is this going to help? It's going to eliminate 36 items around your house or apartment that are making clutter. And so it's going to help clean your house. Now, if you are really committed and you just find this fun, then go ahead and do another 36 the next day until you get down to a place where you don't have a lot of clutter anymore. And yes, you're just like giving away stuff or throwing away stuff, but it's going to reduce the amount of items in your house. And then you're going to be finding proper places for other items, which is going to make your house or apartment more clean and more organized. And maybe you can't get to the 12 the first time. Maybe you're like, I really don't want to give away 12. I'll do 10, but really try to get to that 12 because that's the number that is going to help you, I think. Now, like I said, if you want to do it more than one day, then go ahead and do it again the second day or third day, whatever. However many days you just want to keep getting rid of items and keep organizing, then go ahead and do that. But at least do the first part, which is the 12 by 12 by 12 challenge. And I think it's great because it will help you get rid of 24 items and put 12 items back in its place. Now, the next thing I'm going to say is this. If you look at an item and ask this question and the answer is no, then you need to think about getting rid of it. The question is, does this item bring me joy? Do I love this item? Do I use this item? Do I think I need this item? Those are all questions you should ask. And then you say, within the last 6 months to a year, is this the way I felt? And the reason you ask this question, because if you say to yourself, no, then get rid of it. Throw it away, donate it, give it to somebody. Because you don't want to hold on to items forever, right? You're just like, hey, I needed it at one time. I don't need it now. I might need it again. Then, but you haven't thought about it, used it in a year or 6 months or whatever. Now, there are some items I would say keep. For instance, like if you have a generator and you don't use it the first year, and then you say, hey, there might be the second, you keep that, right? But that's an item that you need. That's an item when you look at it, you say, hey, I need that. But some of this other stuff that you have that you are just not needing, that you don't love, that you've never worn, that you've never used, and you're like in the last year or the last 2 years, and you say, I've never even thought about the item until right now. If you have issues trying to do this on your own, ask a friend. Now, I'm not asking you to ask a friend and say, hey, can you just help me move stuff? Because no one, if you ask a friend like that, they may not show up, okay? No one likes, you know, moving. You know, no one likes the process of moving. You don't like it, generally, and your friends don't like it. They are going to help you because they like you, but the process of moving, they do not like. So what you're going to do, you're going to ask a friend to come over and just be in the presence of them, right? It sounds silly, but you're going to use them as basically a body double. And this is a simple process, right? Having another person in the room motivates you to do whatever you need to do a lot of the times. And so it is just a theory, a thing that you do. You have a body double, and it's not like Invasion of the Body Snatchers kind of thing. It's not like you have a doppelganger, but just having another people in the room helps you, motivates you, because they are there and you're aware that they're there. And if you're aware that they're there and you're supposed to be doing this other thing and you aren't doing it at all and they're there, then you kind of feel bad, right? You're like, well, they're there, I need to do this thing, I invited them over and I haven't done the thing that I invited them over to help me with. And if they're good friends, they're going to help you through the process, help you kind of decide different things, all that kind of stuff, right? But just having a friend to come over and just hang out with you and sit in the room with you can sometimes help to motivate you to do whatever you're trying to do. Now, going on to the next point, the next thing that you need to think about is this. And this has all been about the first few things I said. Break down that process. And so about the 10-minute thing, about, you know, doing the 12x12x12 challenge, you're breaking down the process. So make sure you're doing that. Make sure that you are understanding that all this kind of is kind of a process to break it down, to break down the decluttering process so that you have time to do it, so that you're motivated to do it, so that you are in the process saying, hey, I'm going to declutter, and then you're going to break down this process. And these tips are how you break it down. Now, there are going to be other things that you can do, but these tips will help you break it down. And that is the point that I'm trying to get across, is you need to break the process down so that it's easier and so that you can do it and won't get demotivated about doing it. Because if something is broken down and it's really simple and you know, hey, I only have to do 10 minutes instead of like 2 hours at once, right? Then you're going to be more motivated to do it because you won't be overwhelmed by the process saying, oh, I've got all this stuff to do and I only have this amount of time and this is going to take me 3 hours to do. Instead of, hey, I just have to do 10 minutes and if I feel like doing another 10 minutes, I'll do that. Okay, the next thing I'm going to say is this, create a checklist. And a checklist is going to keep you on track. If you have ADHD, you need things to kind of keep you on track. And that is what a checklist is for. You can have a checklist for how many items you're going to throw away. You can have a checklist for how much time that you need to spend cleaning. You can have a checklist saying, hey, I need to do this, and I can do this for 15 minutes, but I need to make sure that I'm here at this time. So you want to create a checklist so you know when you have completed things. And when you complete the whole checklist, you're going to feel good because now you have completed something. And that's going to, of course, when you have that reward system in place, when you have completed it, when you have done something and accomplished something, that helps to release some dopamine, which is always good when you have ADHD. The next thing I would say is this, set a timer. You want to have some sort of timer, and this goes back to the 10-minute thing, right? How will you know if you've actually done 10 minutes unless you have a timer? And so you want to set some type of stopwatch, whatever it is. You want to have some method to help you know when you have completed something or when you have completed the time, right? So you want to have something in there so you can tell that 10 minutes has been done or 20 minutes has been done or your break's over, whatever it is. So you want to have a timer with you, and that's going to help you stay on track as well as a checklist, right? The next thing I would say is this, label things. Definitely label things, because of the fact that if you do not label things, if you don't label them, then what's going to happen is you're going to put something away and then you'll have no idea where it is. Or you'll put it in this special place and have no idea where you put it. So label things. Make sure you're labeling whatever you're putting away. Like when you start to declutter and say, okay, I'm going to keep this and keep that. I'm going to put this in this box. I'm going to put this in this container. And then you go and you just put it and put it someplace. And then when you want to get those things back out, you have no idea where they are. You have to go through and kind of dig through. If you ever have put up Christmas lights, you know this is a thing. You know that if you put Christmas lights in a container and don't remember where that container is because you only take them out once a year, what happens then when you try to go find them the second year or the next year, for instance? Then you're going to go back and look and say, I don't know where they are. Because it was a year ago that you had taken them out. And now you're trying to remember what box they're in, right? You're trying to remember where you put them and you have no labels. And so, again, just label things. The next thing I would say is this. This will help you with the labeling things. Clear storage bins. Clear storage bins. So why is this going to help? Because if it's not labeled, you can look inside and say, oh, there are Christmas lights in there. Or, oh, I put this in that thing. Oh, I put this in the clear storage bins. You can see into the storage bins. So if you're going to store things in storage bins, the thing that you have to do is have clear storage bins. And this is more about just being organized, but it's going to help you declutter because if you are putting things in storage bins, then you're actually taking things out of your space, like around your house and everything, right? But you want to know where those things are. And so clear storage bins, labels, both work together because it's going to help you clean up your space and also help you stay organized between everything else. Okay, the next thing I would say is this. Remember, out of sight, out of mind. So if you're trying to remember where you put something, if you need that thing, if you're trying to figure out, okay, where is that? Then make sure when you put things away or when you put them in their place that you can see them. And that means with the clear storage bins, if you never see the clear storage bins and see what's inside, you'll never know it's there and you will be looking for them, especially if you have not labeled it. You may forget that you have bought Christmas lights. I've done that before. I'm like, hey, I have Christmas lights. Oh man, did I throw those other ones away? I go and run to the store and buy these Christmas lights. And then I come back and say, oh, they were in this box of where my Christmas lights were. I went and bought out these Christmas lights because I want to get these certain kind, and they were in this box. So you want to have some way to see what you have put in the box or see what you're trying to find. And this is with anything. Any type of visual cue will help you when you have ADHD. And so if you don't want to lose things, you don't want to misplace things, make sure that you can see them. Make sure that they are visual. Make sure that your eyes will cross over them and so you'll remember that they're there. And out of sight, out of mind has to do with things that you pack away. Out of sight, out of mind has to do with things that just clutter up your space because when you start to declutter, you'll say, oh, that's where such and such was. I was looking for that, but it was under this pile of clothes or it was under these items that I was gonna fix. And you won't know that it's even there because it's out of sight. So when you start decluttering, make sure that you have things that you need in visual field of view. Or when you have the clear storage bins, have the clear storage bins. And then when you look at them, you might just pass by them and say, oh, hey, that's in there. And that will help you to remember those things. Okay. And the last thing I'm going to say about this is, when you're trying to declutter, you want to kind of just remove distractions. So if you're decluttering, put down your phone. Don't answer your phone. Don't look at it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be decluttering. Oh, this is interesting on Facebook. Oh, this is interesting over here on social media. Oh, this is interesting here. Oh, I Googled this. And I say, oh, I need cat litter or whatever, right? For my cat or dog food or whatever it is, right? Ah, you know, they have a sale? Oh, okay, they do have a sale. Let me look and see if they have it at this place and this, all the distractions for, that are from your phone, right? Try to just limit those. Get rid of them. Put your phone away. Get off your computer. Get off your tablet. Don't watch your favorite program while you're trying to declutter and do these things. Maybe put on some music, you know, some music that is not so distracting so that you can kind of have the time to do the process, right? To kind of focus just completely on the process. So put away distractions. So those are all the tips that I have. I hope they have been helpful to you. I hope these tips help you to declutter and get into the decluttering process and make your environment more clean, more organized. And that should help lower the overwhelm of going through the organization process. I'm hoping anyway. It helped me. So hope that it helps you as well. And I hope these tips help you to declutter whatever you're trying to declutter. Okay, with all that being said, let me know if these tips help you. Let me know if you've implemented them. Let me know any other tips that you have that may help too, because it's all about helping all of you when I can. All right, talk to you later and have a great and wonderful day.
And it's a beautiful thing too.